Nation. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. PowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are two great websites, fantastic broadcasts, two excellent guests. In the second hour, we've got Dr. Sherry Tenpenny come on. You know, she's the woman on the wall, basically, for these vaccine issues. And I think you know by now, if you're a new listener, I'll tell you how important the vaccine issue is. Do we have sovereignty over our body or do we not? Do we have the ability to get some true science? You know, I believe in science. These scientists, I have a suspicion about.
Yeah.
I mean, just
look at your bank accounts.
Yeah, we'll just leave it at that. True Odd is here. He is on hold, and we'll get to him in just a second. Very excited to have True. I don't think we have him on enough. We, of course, talk about the healthy balance, the Mother Earth minerals, but he is so into so many things, and he has an unbelievable breaking story that we're going to get to in just a second. But first, Uncle Kevin got a couple stories. Welcome to the Power Hour, riding shotgun this morning.
That's right. Another great day in America.
It is. Why don't you, there's two or three stories we're going to go over. Go ahead.
Federal judge rules Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf COVID lockdown unconstitutional.
Okay, this is the best story that I've heard in quite a while on this issue. We have seen in Florida, I think it's Florida, state courts upholding some of these ridiculous mandates, mask mandates, particularly businesses closed in California, certainly, what have you. In Pennsylvania, salon owners and a couple others joined a lawsuit about Pennsylvania because they were restricting mandates and business closures. I'm going to quote from the decision in the case. In his written opinion, Stickman, who provided the majority opinion here, I didn't find out is who appointed him. I wonder if he's a Trump appointed federal judge.
Yeah, that's a good thing to know.
Noted that the government's actions, quote, were undertaken with good intention of addressing a public health emergency, but that even in an emergency, the authority of government is not unfettered. Finally, somebody that is in a position to protect the Constitution is protecting the Constitution. He goes on, quote, the liberties protected by the Constitution are, notice he didn't say constitutional liberties, constitutional rights.
That's right.
See, this guy knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, absolutely.
The liberties that are given to us by God, protected by the Constitution, he didn't say that, I added that. The liberties protected by the Constitution are not fair weather freedoms, in place when times are good, but able to be cast aside in times of trouble, Stickman wrote. There is no question that this country has faced and will face emergencies of every sort. The solution to a national crisis can never be permitted to supersede the commitment to individual liberty that stands as the foundation of the American experiment.
That's powerful.
Whoa.
Yeah, wow.
He continues on as the decision. There's a couple businesses, hair salons that were involved in this. The declaratory judgment that he gives. And notice what he uses. His first justification for his decision, it's not some statute, it's not some rule, it is the First Amendment of the Constitution. It is the Bill of Rights. The declaratory judgment says, quote, one, that the congregate gathering limits imposed by defendants' mitigation orders violate the right of assembly enshrined in the First Amendment, that the stay-at-home and business closure components of defendants' orders violate due process clause, 14th Amendment, also 5th Amendment, also, that the business closure components of defendants' orders violate the equal protection clauses of the 14th Amendment and other amendments also. Huge story.
Yep.
This is a massive story, and hopefully this is a turn that the courts, the states have been so willing to support the governors. So if the governor says for whatever, the courts in the state have backed the governor.
Yeah.
Now at the federal level in the appeals court, this doesn't look like this is happening. This is a massive story.
Huge.
This is huge. And notice what he used to justify.
Yep.
Notice what he used to protect you. Notice what he used to protect you from government. The Bill of Rights.
That's exactly,
the First Amendment.
And that's exactly what it's for.
And that's it. It's absolute. And it is the law and is the supreme law. No emergency. No fingers crossed. No nothing can violate the Bill of Rights.
We ain't taking this back.
No crossies, no countsies, no take backsies,
exactly.
No Indian givers,
nothing. Can't do it.
Any other story you want to talk about real quick before we Hit the true.
Let's see. Judge absentee ballots application pre-filled with voter info invalid if Johnson counted.
What state is that?
I think it's Florida.
This is obviously the fight of this election is going to be mail-in voting. And you can see where the, you know, I hate to say Democrat, you know, to play football and choose teams, but you can see where the Democratic Party is going. I don't believe these polls at all. There is no way that Biden is 5 points ahead of Trump. That's ridiculous. And I'm not even being hit Trump's cheerleader. I'm just saying it's ridiculous.
It's insane. You know, it's moronic.
These mail-in ballots are a big deal.
They are a big deal.
And you're going to see different.
They're going to be flooded everywhere. Everywhere.
You see, remember, ladies and gentlemen, one, we had the guest, the Electoral College for Patriots, thebook.com is also the website. This is a very important book. And then Town Crier, who came on and wrote the book, he says, right now, by federal law, mail-in voting is illegal. Mm-hmm. Absentee ballot is different than mail-in voting because you have to go show your ID and you have to apply for the ballot. Mail-in voting right now, according to Town Crier, according to this book, according to what I can tell by the statutes, quote unquote, in the law, mail-in voting on the federal election, not states, on a federal election is illegal.
Yeah, unconstitutional.
All Trump has to do is come out and say, executive order, there's no mail-in voting by this law. Yeah. And if you want to change it, then the Congress can change the law.
I've heard a lot of states have already got them and counted them and put them on their books.
God only knows.
God only knows. You don't know what's going on behind the scenes, you know?
There's some other stories we're going to talk about. Anything else on your mind for this morning before we get to the true? We love having true on.
True, so
we're going to have a video. We'll post it up on our YouTube account, as you know. Truot is, I would say he's a patriot. He's a true American. Truot is a true American.
I wish he'd move up here.
And his products are absolutely fantastic. You know, I talk about them all the time, putting them under your tongue. I love them. It's exciting to have them on. True, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thank you. Good morning to all the listeners. Golly, it's just every day seems like there's a new wrinkle to this thing coming out, Dan. And you're right. You look at it from the beginning, and the only thing logically you can conclude, at least my logic, is this is absolutely an agenda item. It's preordained. It's best described by what the Rockefellers said in 2010, Operation Lockstep. The lockstepping is going on. The tie-in to Antifa, Black Lives Matter, all of that is very much a part of this whole scene. And yeah, what concerns me is the clock is ticking so fast, it seems, that going down to the 1st of November when the states will have the vaccines distributed to them. And then it's just, man, it's going to be incredible propaganda coming out.
Hey, you just introduced two very big ideas. Let's talk about lockstep. For the audience doesn't know, maybe you didn't miss it. We've talked about this before. What is Operation Lockstep? What is Lockstep? Where does that come from? So people think you're not just pulling this out of the air.
Yeah, I reported on this on my radio shows in fact, when Joyce had me on a few times, we discussed this back in 2010, 2011. The Rockefeller Foundation published this. It's their think tank, right? It's the top of their food chain. And Operation Lockstep is simply the idea that a viral pandemic would be created, not real now, it would just be manipulated for the sole purpose of turning the American government upside down, the economic institutions upside down, and the end goal is to, when the dust is all settled, Lockstep says we'll have a very much Chinese-style, a totalitarian type of construct left over. That's their agenda, and you know, you see what's happening. It's right following a script, if you want to. I mean, it's like let me just say the biggest part of evidence of this is they began implementing lockstep, and I say they, the Rockefeller Foundation, and of course the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which are the two biggest money making foundations of the United Nations, right? They began to say, okay, well, We got to put this grand plan into action. Folks, you got to realize, Bill Gates has just come out and this last month and saying, and is crowing about the fact they have 6 billion vaccines ready to go. They're not going to just go sporadically to the U.S. and the states, the 50 great states of America. No, this is worldwide in scope. 6+ billion vaccine doses. Now, you just don't go and make a billion vaccines in 6 months. It has to be built. This is a build out at least 5 years in the making.
You mentioned lockstep. It's a white paper. Anybody can go look this up. You know, maybe you should get it before the internet scrubs it. You know, maybe in a month you can't find it on the internet because, yeah, they've become quite good at that.
Yes.
Event 201 is a simulation through the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, through the United Nations. Plandemic 2, the movie, talks about this a lot. And if you've watched this, this is a real life simulation a simulation with actors where they're talking exactly what True says. So I don't want to hear anything about theory. I don't want to hear anything about conjecture. I don't want to hear anything about, you know, fear or fear mongering or speculation or what have you. This document lockstep that you just described very eloquently, True, is smoking gun. The event 201, if you watch this, Plandemic 2, you can see excerpts of it, and your jaw will hit the floor if you haven't seen this before.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, just absolutely. I'm glad you brought that out. Mikey that did the video, of course, when he exposed Dr. Mekovich's incredible story in Plandemic 1, of course, all the fact checkers had to come in, and they discredited it and this and that and this and that. So I was able to get some input into what I think. I says, just go in and just dissect Event 201 video footage. And you see it, everything that they showed, and they made these videos back in August, these videos simulating live broadcasts from the news media, right? Commentators talking about, whoa. Did it have to be so bad? It's all simulation. All simulation / false flag. Now, what I think that I would just say to Mikey and Plandemic, the thing I think you need to tie into this is just like the false flag of September 11. The false flag smoking gun is Building 7, right? If Building 7 was not hit by any plane, had no structural damage, just had some smoke and fire damage. And Silverstein makes the comment, pull it. And we see it going into controlled demolition. If Building 7 was controlled demolition, all of it has to be. Don't you see? That's the smoking gun, Building 7. Let me tell you what the smoking gun for this is, this false flag. The smoking gun, the Building 7, if you will, Dan, is... there is no blood test for this darn thing. Let me reemphasize this. I've been saying this from day one. I've been screaming it. I've sent letters to the CDC, to the Utah, to our sweet little Angela Dunn. I call her Angela Dunce. I mean, it's a black hole. Okay? When she comes on the scene, and I'm sitting there, this is back on the 1st of March. Angela, where is the isolated pathogen? Where is the blood test? Where's the gold standard blood test? A polymerase chain reaction test, PCR test, is absolutely worthless because you're not isolating anything. You're taking a measurement of the body's exosomes, which are also known as coronaviruses. They're naturally occurring in the body. And you have 18 to 20 of them at any given time. Come on, you can't be part of this fraud. You've got to stand up and be counted. No response. Governor Herbert, I sent registered certified letters to that governor of ours. And it's a black hole. I demanded as a citizen of Utah and a taxpayer to have a hearing with the Department of Health. No response. What part of the petition of grievances in our state constitution, don't you get, Governor? Okay.
let me go back. I don't know. You're on a roll. I hate to interrupt you, but I have to go back to this PCR test. And so people, I don't think people understand this, that they don't understand the science. This is such a key thing, what you have said. If you're going to have measles or whatever, you can get a blood test, and your blood, you don't have to stick some nasal probe up your brain or whatever. Excuse me, pardon. You can get a blood test. You can prick your finger, and they can say, oh, you have measles or you have, you know, polio or whatever. It's isolated, the blood. They can take the test. Everybody's been saying, well, why does it take so long to get these tests back? Why does it take so long to get these results back? Why does it da-da-da-da-da-da? There is no blood test. The test they are using is inherently flawed from the beginning. Even the person who invented PCR tests said this should never be used for viruses. Just go back to that. Explain about this PCR test that they are using to justify these numbers. Explain in, maybe in another way for somebody who doesn't know anything about science. Explain how this is a complete fraud.
Thanks, Dan. Exactly. Thank you. Yes, I've had the pleasure of sitting down with a couple of Fortune 500 boards, okay, that have been losing an average of $41 million a month in this, over this nonsense, okay? And they're vitally concerned. How can we educate our workforce, first of all? Do we need to be in fear of this thing? And these are all good questions, okay? This is what I think corporate America is asking these questions. I'm hearing from you a whole different side of the story than what I'm seeing on the mainstream media. I says, thank you. Turn your mainstream media off because it's programming. Okay. You gotta ask these questions, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to write this down so you don't forget it. Blood is where the viruses live, or bacteria, or any other pathogen. Okay. Now follow this logic through. So what I laid out for these corporate executives, these Fortune 500 folks. Let's take an example we all kind of know here in Utah, Dan. West Nile virus, right? Okay. West Nile virus is transferred by mosquito bite. You have to have it injected into your bloodstream. And it, once you've been diagnosed with the West Nile virus by a blood test, right? Let's say a year ago. Oh, I'm spiking a fever. I'm short of breath. I'm feeling pretty ill. Man, I gotta go in and get a checkup. So the doctor says, oh, let's get you a blood profile. So the hospital or the clinician technician will take your blood. They do it through a spectrograph, a spin, and then that the computer will go through all, you know, they analyze the blood, see what type of pathogens are there. Then they will come back and says, oh, you've tested positive in a blood test for West Nile virus. Oh, doc, golly, is there, I'm going to die? Oh, no, West Nile virus, it's unless you've got other comorbidity factors such as renal failure or congestive heart failure or something, you're okay. Just go home and just get plenty of sleep. Let the body do its job. You're fine. Okay, that's West Nile virus. There is the same with HIV, rabies. Okay, suppose you got bitten by a rabies skunk or something. You know, you didn't get your rabies shots. All these pathogens, these viral pathogens, are showing up. The NIH, National Institutes of Health, has a comprehensive database that's in every clinic, so it's computerized. You take your blood, the computer will scan it. And the diagnosis will be conclusive. It's what's called, Dan, in the medical lingo, the gold standard test. Okay? Now, let's go back to the first of February. We get the news from the mainstream media. Oh, my golly, we have SARS-CoV-2. It's this extremely easily transmissible, nasty little critter. It's spreading like wildfire. Okay. Well, prove it. How do you prove it? You go back to what's Dr. Koch's postulates. You prove it by isolating the pathogen in people that are sick. In other words, you take their blood. If somebody's died from this, you take the cadaver's liquid, the blood, the fluid from the lungs, if they've died of pneumonia. You can look at the cadaver through an autopsy, the blood work. and do a complete analysis. And then you isolate that pathogen that killed that person. Okay? That's what's called fulfilling Koch's postulates. And if you think, you know, before anybody says there's a pandemic, you better fulfill at least one of Dr. Koch's postulates. You've got to isolate this darn thing. Okay? It hasn't been done. That's my point. There's my group of colleagues in France, in Italy, in Germany, led by a Nobel Prize winner, Dr. Luc Montagnier, who's also there in pandemic movie. He's my colleague, okay, Dr. Luc. And others, Dr. Fisher and others in Germany. This is not mainstream news. This is what so frustrates me. 6,000 cadavers that were certified to have died from COVID-19 were analyzed to find the SARS-CoV-2 pathogen, to isolate it, to fulfill the first postulate of Dr. Koch. They found no SARS-CoV-2. None. Not even one out of 6,000. None. The report was to the European Eurosurveillance Group, which is the equivalent of the FDA. In the European Union, and I've got the letter. It blew me away. Plenty of other viruses, many, many viruses of the corona type, which are seasonal influenza, that becomes pretty much the culprit. But no novel virus. Now, see, that's so key. Because, you see...
There's the music. Let's pause over there. That's a good place to pause. What you're saying right now is... this is very, very important. True Ott is with us. His perspective is extremely essential right now. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Power Hour. More on the other side. True Ott, Mother Earth Minerals, making sense of this in a crazy world. We'll be right back.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use whitener toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth, and she is the mother of all the people who are using a vitamin toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com. Or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Kirkman by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
True is not only very good at explaining and breaking down kind of complicated, or I guess they've made it complicated, kind of this whole thing, or they've made it mysterious. It's like a rabbit out of the hat, this COVID situation. But he makes world-class products, vitamins and minerals. His work with Linus Pauling, we'll mention that a little bit. But this new healthy balance he's got, I love his products. What I didn't like about him, and I told him, like, if you got calcium, magnesium, potassium, zinc, selenium, if you got all these, you got them lined up, you can't take them all in one. You got to space them out. And that becomes inconvenient. You know, sorry, I'm lazy about this. I want to make it as simple as possible. He's created a formula, Healthy Balance, where they're all in there. There it is. This is what I do. I just pop the lid and I just put some under my tongue like that and then let it sit. Then I let it sit for, I don't know, 30 seconds. How long should I let it sit, Drew? Like 30 seconds or like what?
30 seconds is great.
Yeah, so I let it sit in there for 30 seconds. And then I know it absorbs right into my blood. Speaking of blood. And then these minerals, and your body knows what to do with it. If you give your body what it needs, your body knows what to do with it. When you give it this, counterfeit type minerals and vitamins in a lot of these stores and a lot of these products, it doesn't know what to do with it. Now you're creating problems. I love this product, and it's over at the Power Mall. We have it on sale. There it is. It's simple. Boom. There's a picture of it. Flash sale on Power Silver. We're so excited about this Power Silver, and hopefully we'll have a chance to get to it. I don't know if you've heard about all the FDA crackdown and what's been going towards colloidal silver, nano silver, and the force that's been on that. But so we came up with the best. We said, okay, if they don't want us to have this, that tells me that we better have it. And so we came up with Power Silver. It's got a unique delivery system. Again, you just take top over like this. I just use a few drops. Right under the tongue, let sit in, absorbs in because of its delivery system is absolutely first rate. There's nothing quite like it. And it's very easy to take, simple. Boom, there it is. There's a flash sale on this. You may want to take advantage of it. Robert Redford's great products. If you need something for the eyes, the eye complex, you know we have been able to get it because of whatever reason. The Maxi Focus for the eyes. And also, I love this ancient magnesium cool. He calls this the cool relief. There's another one. I can't remember the. I apologize, but I use this one, magnesium lotion, the Cool Relief. Put it on your back, use it with the Topperson, and it really absorbs, gets magnesium to your muscles. If you're going to work out, you know, pulling hamstrings, you need magnesium right in the muscles. It works really good, and Yeah, it's a fantastic product. So check that out and so much more over at the Power Mall. Thank you for your purchases, your donations, your prayers, your thoughts. All thank you. And you're welcome for what we do. This is independent media. We don't get a check from George Soros or the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. I haven't seen that check.
I've applied.
Uncle Kevin's applied
three,
for that
three
check.
Three times. But we have not heard from him.
We have not heard from him. We have not got the check. We have not got our simulation money to run.
And the last one was registered mail.
Yeah. we have nothing. Nothing. So we have zero. You, which is all we need. We need God. We need you and your energy. You are powerful. You are an individual. Divinity is within you. That is the American ideal. And we're here to defend that, protect that, and expand that. So thank you. We want you happy, healthy, and successful as God and free as God intends you to be. Getting back at thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. Getting back to Truot, before the break, we're very importantly detailing this test, non-blood test, PCR test, Dr. Luke. Let's get back to Dr. Luke and his position and who is he and what does he see with this and why can we not find isolate of this quote unquote the worst virus ever, the worst pandemic ever. Why can't we even isolate it in somebody's body?
Well, yeah, Dr. Luke received his Nobel Prize for his extensive work in documenting the makeup and chemistry of the HIV, human immunosuppressant virus. Of course, he proved that it is man-made. It's not naturally occurring. Okay. Let me just kind of back up to the whole premise of what makes this important. We've all heard of the term genome, right? It's part of your genetic makeup. Your chromosomes have a genetic structure called the genome. It's so complex in nature. It took supercomputers, what, decades or more, working 24/7 to unravel the genome. It's called the Genome Project. Look it up. What most people don't realize, though, is part of your genome. Let's say, for instance, a reference, the United States Library of Congress. Let's say the U.S. Library of Congress is your genome. A subsection of that library is a section, let's say, fantasy fiction books. There's a part of your genome that's called your virome, Dan. Virome, V-I-R-O-M-E. Your virome has simply all of these combinations of that's your own messenger RNA, mRNA, or deoxyribonucleic acid, DNA combinations, to make every virus. 18,000 minimum combinations. Do you understand that? Your body makes viruses, okay? And they are in response for specific diseases or bacterial infections. This is the whole naturopathic worldview, which is called the terrain theory, okay, versus the allopathic worldview of the germ theory. The germ theory says, oh, no, these viruses are toxic. You catch them. They spread them. You get up in your nose and you catch people. Thus you have to have social distancing and masks have to be worn. No, the allopathic is wrong on this. Study after study after study has shown that's not true. But they just conveniently ignored this because there's no money in telling the truth on this. There's a Dr. Hilbreth in 1984 at Johns Hopkins University now. When the top virologist research in studying the virome part of your genome, right, Dr. Hilbreth discovered something very, very amazing. He found that the cell, in particular to certain stressors, in response to certain even stress such as fear, anxiety, but toxins in the blood, triggers the cells to produce what he described called exosomes. Because your chromosomes slash your genome manufactures these and they exit the cell. Exosomes. So what is a virus, Dan? Let's go. And people have got to realize the very basis of this. A virus, and check this out. Just do your own simple search. A virus is DNA or could be one of the two, either DNA or messenger RNA surrounded by specific protein sheaths. So Dr. Luke, you see, understood that you can manufacture a virus in a laboratory and so kind of just, it's called a chimera. You kind of weld different parts to make a genetically modified substance. But the actual natural virus are really what's called exosomes, and your body produces them. Do you realize there's over 18 different corona-type viruses that your body produces in, when you're in stress mode, okay? Low oxygen, okay? If your blood oxygen drops below a certain point, like 90% as measured by a pulse oximeter, if your blood oxygen drops, your body's going to start producing exosomes. Exosomes are viruses. Dr. Hilbreth said this very clearly, and this, I wish I could scream this out to everybody in America. Dr. Hilbreth's quote, exosomes are viruses in every sense of the word.
So what? Let me interject. What you just told me is, I still don't understand. Then what are people dying of? I mean, I'm sure somebody is dying of this coronavirus. I assume. I don't know. But you just told me if I wear a mask and I deplete my oxygen level, then I'm creating the environment to where, oh, look, I have symptoms of coronavirus. I have symptoms of whatever. I'm dying. Let's wear the mask more. I mean, we're creating the whole problem with these masks.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I go back to, again, we talked in the first part of the show about West Nile virus. You know how many diagnoses of West Nile virus last September, August into September last year, there was like 110, as I recall, diagnosed WNV cases in Utah. You know what's kind of amazing? You know how many West Nile virus cases have been diagnosed in Utah this year?
Zero.
Zero? I mean, if you got the symptoms, you're going to get checked. They're going to do the PCR test. And yeah, if you've got West Nile virus, guess what else? You're going to have coronaviruses being produced to rid your body from the invading. See, West Nile, like HIV, has to be injected into you. Okay? The mosquito bite injects it into your bloodstream. And then your own body, your chromosomes, your genome, starts producing the coronaviruses to fight it off, to back it off.
All right. We've heard things about people speculating about 5G because that can create a stressor on your cells also. Is that, you know, you say stress, anxiety can cause your body to create viruses. Can 5G raise the stress on your body? Can that do it also?
Absolutely. Dr. Catherine Horton, if you heard her name, but just go check out some of her videos done in 2018. Dr. Horton is a particle physicist trained in Oxford, part of the Hadron Collider team. This woman she's no slouch. She's very, very, very smart. Okay. She kind of started blowing the whistle in 2018 for a couple things she said that was notable. She says, we're not speculating. And she had a group of eminent scientists sign off on this in 2018. She said specific 60 gigahertz, the millimeter wave of 5G, the fifth generation, put out by these proposed satellites, she said, will absolutely affect the sweat glands. Now, one of your organs of your body is your skin, okay? The skin through every square centimeter, has X number of sweat glands. The sweat are saline, salt, and they're a conductor, okay? So this is flat out genius, what she put out. And yet was silenced and blackballed because she put it out. She said that the carrier waves of the 5G will excite the sweat glands and cause malfunctions, cellular malfunctions in blood cells, causing the blood cells basically to possibly drop hemoglobin, drop iron, not carry enough oxygen. Okay? Isn't that what's happening? Isn't that what's happening? So, yeah. And get this. This goes back to Dr. Hilbreth. Dr. Hilbreth says in his studies starting from 1985 to 2015, 30 years of studies, in any given population of the country, no matter if it's America or the world, roughly 10% plus or minus 1%, right, would always exhibit excessive exosome slash coronavirus activity any given time. Why? Because there are certain populations that are going to have, you might not have a bad allergy attack 1 year because allergens trigger exosomes. Do you know that? Smoke from California fires. Smoke, particle, dust, mold.
Is this why, you know, chemical sensitivity, you know, certain chemicals, if I smell them, I start feeling really weird. Is that the same thing?
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
Wow.
Study exosomes. Oh my, it's a whole new world to study the, you know, what the cell does. Remember, I believe the Bible to be so incredibly important. The psalmist said this in Psalms 139, our bodies are fearfully and wonderfully made. Oh my goodness, you have no idea until you start seeing the incredible complexity of the genome, of the virome part of the genome, and how the body innately knows how to produce exosomes slash coronaviruses. Hey, my message today, Dan, is don't fear the virus. It's part of you. You're making it. It's part of what keeps you healthy, wealthy, and wise. Don't fear it. Okay? The allopathic world, the Rockefeller germ theorists, want you to think, oh my goodness, viruses kill. No, they don't. No. Well, I shouldn't. Man-made viruses can kill you. Okay.
And I didn't want to. Yeah, be careful what you say there.
Yeah, because here's the thing that really concerns me. Okay, which we said before, there is no isolated pathogen right now. There is no SARS-CoV-2 showing up in any blood work. If there had been, we'd have blood tests by now. Okay, follow that logic through. The SARS-CoV-2 is one of nine Chimera-manufactured laboratory viruses. Okay, let me make sure you understand that. Dr. Jeffrey Taubenberger at Fort Detrick, combined with Dr. Terrence Tumpe at the CDC. In fact, you go to the CDC and look at, under Dr. Tumpe and the 1918 pandemic, they're proud to say, yeah, we isolated this, the work of Taubenberger and the Fort Detrick team from 1998 and 2003. They isolated the virus that was so terribly killing in 1918, which, by the way, was a vaccine of typhus fever vaccine was injected into 68 million Americans. And it was those people that got sick and died. That's a game changer too, by the way. All right.
We should have you on for about 4 hours, but unfortunately we got 8 minutes left. You got a big story about vaccines and veterans. Just quickly, take a minute or so people understand if they've never heard of the Healthy Balance or Mother Earth Minerals. Just give like a minute or so about this, and then I want to get to your vaccine story.
You did a good job in explaining that. Minerals are so important because we really are just minerals and water. And when you talk about the naturopathic terrain, the terrain is simply the environment of your body with your bodily fluids, your water, because remember, you're mostly water, okay? And the mineral structures are key because the minerals have a specific vibratory frequency that the cells use to balance. That's why it's called healthy balance. So the minerals are so important, so key. Dr. Pauling, as he mentored me, said you can trace every single disease state ultimately to a mineral imbalance at the cellular level. That's pretty much sums it up for that. So, yeah. But I want to just before we close, I want to make sure our listeners understand that without a blood test, what's called the gold standard, okay, it's just indicative of the hoax that this is. The reality is that these vaccines will be putting a patented bioterrorist weapon into your bodies.
Oh my God.
See, SARS,
when you put it that way, this is so clear. Anyway, go ahead.
SARS-CoV-2. This is what I show these Fortune 500 executives. I says, here's the patents for SARS-CoV-2. Here's a patent for SARS-CoV-9. These are all patented viruses. Now, I ask them, I'll ask the listeners to think about this and deeply ponder this. Why would you create and patent a virus if it's not affecting anybody right now? Okay? They took the pathogen that was responsible for all these deaths in 1918 and isolated it. It had gone the way of the dodo bird because it was really the vaccines that caused it in the first place. It wasn't naturally occurring. Do you follow me? It wasn't a seasonal influenza because that's your body produces that. It's a seasonal coronavirus. All right? So they manufacture it and patent it. I wrote letters in 2008, Dan, many letters saying, what insanity is this? You're creating and patenting a virus that can only, like HIV, become a problem when it's systematically injected into people. Now, that's the key. Because, see, there's no money made by this because the patent itself says this is for a vaccine. You see?
You mentioned something that I have to get back to. You said the first part of November, these vaccines are going to be ready. They're going to be able to distribute them. You also talked about veterans, that the veterans are being experimented on right now about this. Address both those things. We've got 5 minutes, literally.
Yeah. I have a very dear friend who's once a Marine, always a Marine, right? And I've explained to him, I says, you know, you're really not – you're always government issue, GI, until age 55. They can always, because if you're honorably discharged, they can still recall you and they still, you know, they'll call you in for certain things. And he says, okay, I'm good with that. I'm okay with that. So the VA hospital, he's up in North Idaho in Spokane. They called him in. This is about the 1st of August. And he calls me up just very upset. Luckily, I'd already given him a primer of what to expect from this virus and this vaccine. And the VA came and says, Marine, roll up your sleeve. And he says, excuse me? He says, your chart here, he's had over 38 different vaccines during Operation Desert Storm. Okay? He was near death when I met him 25 years ago. In metal detox. He's functional somewhat today, but he's still permanently disabled from the vaccine-induced problems. They know his chart. He says, you know, you're at the very highest risk for this COVID. So we have to give you this vaccine to keep you from getting it. Are you going to die a horrible death? And he says, I respectfully refuse. He says, soldier, roll up your sleeve. And he says, you're going to court-martial me? I'm out of here. And they brought three other security people in for 45 minutes. His wife was with him, and she was in tears, saying, you know, you will take this vaccine. And he says, no, I will not. Yeah. He calls me the day, you know, after he leaves. He says, you won't believe what happened. It just happened to me. He says, and I've talked to some other my other veteran buddies, and they've all been called in, and they've taken the shot. I said,
What happened with him? Wow. Did he not? I'm sorry. I was so in shock. I don't know if you – did he take the vaccine or not?
No. He walked out, and then I thought he was in trouble because he wouldn't answer any of cell phone calls. Finally talked to his wife. He says, he's up in the hills going silent. He went radio silence. He's very, very shook up by all this. That's just fine.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're having Sherry Timpany come on next. I mean, I don't know if you can. I want you to. Can you tell this story while she's on air?
I'd love to. Yeah, I'd love Dr. Sherry. She's fantastic.
I want to get her. Yeah. Todd, can we make that happen? Is that possible to make that happen? Where's Todd? Todd's Todd's in the bathroom. I don't know. Can we make it possible? Well, I'll talk to you during the break. Let's see if we can do that. We got a minute of airtime left. Distribution of vaccine, mandates, things like that. Anything that, that is on your radar about this? Well, what do you see?
Real quickly, yes. This is my prediction, and I'd hate to be a bearer of bad vibes, but it's not a matter of if, but Trump will be reelected. He will be sworn in, and when that happens, if you think there was riots before, there'll be incredible bloody riots after this one. If there are, Antifa and BLM is all set to hit the major cities like never before, okay? And when that happens, then it's at the same time as all the vaccine. There's going to be such misdirection and all the politics. You know, it's going to be perfect storm in November, Dan. So I'm just saying be aware of this right now. Notify your local, your local sheriffs.
Sheriffs. I got a great story about that. I'll tell you. We're coming, but a sheriff, I got contacted by somebody in Idaho, a sheriff. They had the mask mandate that just come down in this county. And the sheriff put on their Facebook page, we're not enforcing it. Yes. Connected. The sheriffs in Idaho are starting to get, Sheriff Mack is getting information to these people, and these sheriffs are saying, wait, we can stand, okay, we'll stand, we're not going to do it. You see how important Sheriff Mack is? See why I've been screaming about this? Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Truot, Sherry Tenpenny, where would you rather be? You're listening to the Power Hour.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.